I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome into another edition of More Outdoors. Glad to have you with us for our third hour and our four-hour block of outdoor programming. A couple of notes to pass along to you about future programming. Next week, that long-awaited program, we call it Flyways Foulmouth Radio. The real Waterfowl Hunters radio show. We're going to be giving out flyway information, discussing this past waterfowl season, asking you to participate, rate your season. Are you seeing the same thing most hunters along the Gulf Coast are, that the trend has been downward in the numbers of birds? We had our absolute worst season in history last year. This one still out, but looks like it's not going to be much better, if any better at all. And this has been an alarming trend. If you look at the stats, it's been downward for a number of years for a lot of reasons. And we talk about those reasons. And in order to try to save this precious heritage that we have of waterfowl hunting in the South, Flyway Federation was formed and taking some steps to reverse that. And Josh Goins and possibly some other special guests that are very well briefed on the whole situation about short stopping and hot cropping and the other things that go on up the flyway that what impacts what we get down here will be talked about. So hope you'll tune us in for that. We're also, in our next hour, we're going to have our Talking Guns feature. Devin Burgess is coming into the studio to join us, and we got a lot to talk about. Gun buybacks, laws that affecting firearms owners, and what took place in Virginia was simply amazing this week. And also a video that Devin put up on Facebook that has gone viral. They are now selling Gatling guns, and we're going to find out all about the logistics and the regulations on owning and using a Gatling gun. But before we do that, this hour, we got a couple of special guests later on. Dan Miller with the Biloxi Boat Show is going to join us, tell us all about that big boat show that's coming to the Mississippi Gulf Coast. It'll be there February 7th through 9th at the Mississippi Coast Coliseum. Tell us what you'll see and do, and some seminars for the outdoorsmen going on. And believe me, it's an excellent price to get in, only $10 for adults. Kids 15 and under get absolutely in free, and they do take care of our military, get an extra discount of $2 for that. So we'll be talking to Dan about that. But right now it's time to talk about one of my favorite things to talk about, the Alaskan Cajun invasion. It's been going on now for, I think, 14, maybe 15 years. We get a bunch of Cajuns with similar interests who enjoy fishing and doing a little bit of traveling, and quite a change in scenery and habitat, topography, and climate, and accompany us to the Gone Fishing Lodge in Soldotna, Alaska. And I got to tell you, if you haven't seen it, go to our BayouWildTV.com website and look up the episode that aired just a week ago, and we reran some of the Alaskan footage. And it is simply, the only word I can use is stunning. Chris LeCocq, our photographer, outdid himself, captured whales, used the drone footage. And, of course, we actually got to talk to some of the people there and about their culture and heritage and, you know, the subsistence fishing that they do. In addition to the offshore and inshore fishing, we had a fantastic trip. But they've all been a lot of fun. Last year's was very much, and Ralph Crystal joins us now. He's the owner and operator of the Gone Fishing Lodge, and he takes care of the bookings and sets up everything for you. Ralph, I think what has made this trip so popular is that the fact that you do it turnkey. I don't know of any other outfitter, and I deal with a lot of them, that takes care of every little detail as far as booking the flights, organizing the trips, scheduling the time to where you make the most of it and you get to see the most you can. And then you go even a step further and you customize it, where if people want to do one thing more than another or pass up on one type of trip, you do that for them. So all I can tell you is you're just a lot of fun to work with, and you're not a bad guy to go fishing with, too. I kind of enjoy those trips.
Well, thank you, Don, and good morning. Yeah, it's, you know, the Kenai Peninsula is a special place, and we're located just south of Anchorage up there. And we're surrounded by salt water, and I know you guys have a lot of salt water down there. And so it gives us an opportunity to do a lot of different types of fishing. We've got rivers that are coming off of the snow melt we get in the wintertime, and so the salmon are coming back up the rivers. And so we do river fishing and saltwater fishing. And so what I try to do, like you just described, is give people a variety of things that they can do when they come up there and let them kind of see the place and experience all these different types of fishing.
Well, you know, and the good news is it's been so well received, you've had to extend it by another week, so it's given people even more of an opportunity to choose their week. But if, in fact, they can't make the specific Cajun Invasion weeks, there are other weeks that you have, and, you know, it's kind of a special deal for our listeners, and we really appreciate that. But if someone absolutely can't make those dates but they want to go, you certainly can schedule them at another time. But if you would, kind of start off what the whole package includes.
Okay. Well, we're gonna give them a week up there, so 7 nights lodging, and we're going to do 5 fishing trips. Now, there's 5 different fishing trips, so every day they're going to be in a different location, and it's kind of unique because they get to use a different fishing technique at the same time, and they're fishing for, we've got 8 different species of fish that we're going to be trying to target up there. And so we'll be using some power boats on the river. We also use drift boats on the upper section. That's a section that you like quite a bit. We're going to fish out in the Cook Inlet, which is just west of us, for halibut. And then we go over to the Gulf of Alaska out of Seward on the south east side. And we're fishing for halibut and lean cod, black bass, yellow eye, and silver salmon. So it's kind of a mixed bag. We call it a multiple species trip. And then one of my favorite trips that I'm most partial to, of course, I guide on those trips, is the float plane flyouts, where we charter a float plane and we fly across to a couple of remote areas, and we're fishing for generally silver salmon. There are red salmon over there, too. We call them reds or sockeye. And a lot of times when we're fishing, there's a lot of bears over in the area where they're coming down to fatten up for the winter on the same fish in the areas that we're fishing. So it gives people a great opportunity to photograph bears also.
So the salmon, how would you describe the difference between the red salmon, the silver salmon, and then, you know, the kings also?
Well, the king salmon are the biggest ones, and usually when somebody wants to go king salmon, you know, I just let them know that we're trophy fishing for those fish, because one, they don't make as many of the kings as they do the silvers and the sockeye salmon, or I'll just call them the reds from here on out. But when you do hook a king, they on the Kenai River that we're on, they usually average about 30 to 50 pounds. Now, you can get them bigger, but the average is 30 to 50 pounds, whereas the silver salmon, you know, we're going to use flies, spinners, bait for silvers, and they average, oh, on the river, you could get them anywhere from 4 or 5 pounds, the small ones up to 18. Our biggest one's like 19 pounds on the Kenai. The record, the world record, is 26. So they're like, they get pretty big, pretty good size too. And then the sockeye salmon generally average about 4 to 10 pounds. We get them about 12. We can get them about 12, 13 pounds up there. Their meat is a little redder than the kings and the silvers, and it's mostly because of their diet out in the ocean. And so different techniques to get them. The meat is different. A lot of people really like going after the sockeyes. Other people, like myself, I like them both. But the silvers, the time we got the Cajun Invasion coming, are a very great sport fish to catch and fight. They give you a couple good runs and come jumping out of the water. So but the limits are different too. You can only get one king a day versus generally 3 silvers or 3 reds a day. And last year we had a phenomenal king run, I think, where they even got footage of you going down the river and catching a lot of reds. And they upped the limit from, they had so many coming up that they upped the limit from 3 to 6 per person a day. And so that was a lot of fun for our guests.
Yeah, that takes place right behind the lodge. You just walk down the steps and step into the Kenai and, you know, start doing the, we call it the Cajun flip, where you're lining fish. And explain yeah. that lining. I'm not a big fan of lining, but when they're thick like they were last year, I'm all in it then.
Yeah, it's always more fun when there are more fish. And what it is of course, I always tell people, you know, when in a foreign country, do as the foreigners. And what happens is that the sockeye salmon, the reds are running up the river, and they're not really interested in eating at that point. And they're actually a plankton-eating fish returning from the ocean. And so what happens is it's a general salmon run, and the current's coming against them. And so they're working their way up the river, and they're looking for the path of least resistance to get up to the river. Or the place in the river where they were born. And so they're going to return there, and then they're going to spawn. And so what you have to do, since they're not biting, their mouths are opening and shutting as they're breathing, you know, through the water. And you drop your line in up above them a few feet and let the current carry it down. Then you draw the line perpendicular across their path coming up the river. And when you we set up the line and the hooks about 30 inches from the sinker, and when you get this in their mouths and you're pulling through, these fish take off like a rocket when they get hooked, jumping out of the water, and they'll give you a pretty good run. I often tell people it's probably the best fighting fish up there pound for pound. But the deal is you have to line them, and it's a technique. Some people call it snagging. Well, snagging is when you hook them illegally, and so the technique that's legal in the state of Alaska is to line these fish. And once you get this technique down and get over the fact that these fish aren't going to bite, it doesn't matter what color you throw at them or whatever, you can have a blast. And the meat is probably the most highly sought after. And so when you're in Alaska and this is happening, the red run, as we call it, people will line the banks of the river, and you only need about 10 feet between each fisherman, just enough to get your rod. We use 8-foot fishing rods, just enough to drop your line up river without getting tangled with somebody. And then as it drifts down, when you draw it across, perpendicular across the path of these fish, just so you don't hit the person in front of you with it. So it looks pretty weird. I'm from Utah. I couldn't believe, you know, when the people were lined up like that, I'm not used to that. And I think it's the same in Louisiana. If we were fishing somewhere and people came down and got within 10, 15 feet of us, I think of our fishing spot, I think we'd be having at least some words, if not further altercations. But it's a normal thing. And once you get the hang of it, and just don't worry about all the other people and just worry about your little section there, you can have a blast.
Yeah, the fish are a moving target, so it's not like they're all huddled in one spot. And if somebody comes in and crowds you, they're going to be pulling fish out of your spot. It's a constant just flow, a chain of fish moving upstream. Ralph, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to talk about some of the other species, because there's a lot of them. The halibut, the lingcod, the rockfish, and some of those other ones. They call them snapper, a little bit different than our snapper. And then we'll also tell people about the dates and what the cost is and what a bargain this is. When you hear the price of everything, airfare, rental car, all the tackle, the cleaning and boxing of the fish, it is an incredible deal, and we've got it for you. It's our Cajun Invasion. If you got a question or a comment, if you've been there, I know a lot of you that have been there are listening, text me at 870-870. I'll pass it along to Ralph, or call us, 504-260-6368. That's 504-260-6368. We're back right after this. And we take texts in the studio real time at 870-870. A familiar voice to many of you is joining us, Ralph Crystal. Sometimes we're talking to him from Soldotna, and sometimes we're talking to him in Utah. We never know exactly where the guy is. He travels a lot, but he also puts on a great show. It's called Our Cajun Invasion at the Gone Fishing Lodge, Kenai Peninsula, Soldotna, Alaska. And he's been telling us about the trips and the species of fish you're going to fish for. We covered pretty much the salmon. Let's get on to some of these other fish, the offshore fish, like the halibut, the lingcod, and the rockfish.
Okay. Well, when we're going to go halibut fishing, we're going to take a little drive down the road about 45 minutes to an hour to a place where our captain's launch, head out in the Cook Inlet, and then we're going to do some bottom bouncing out in some deeper water, sometimes anywhere from 150, 250 feet, closer to the 250 most of the time when I go. And we're going to go for the halibut. Now, halibut is a little different because all of us fishermen are used to setting the hook when you get a bite with these halibut. And the technique with these guys is you let them take it, and it's kind of hard to resist the pull. But you let them take it, and then you start reeling, and then you set the hook. Because we're using circle hooks, and we like to let these fish kind of gobble it up a little bit, and then once they gobble a little bit, we can start, reeling and setting the hook and bring them up. And, the average halibut in the state of Alaska is about 17 pounds. But this is a place where you can go fishing, and you have the opportunity to catch fish 30, 40, 50 plus, and I believe, Don, I think you've got one or two fish over 100 out there, haven't you?
Yeah, I did. My biggest is a 125. I don't know if I ever want another one that big. It's a lot of work.
Well, it is. It is a lot of work, but what I always tell people when they're bringing them up is you can only deal with what hits the hook, and so you do have the opportunity to catch some very big fish when you're halibut fishing. And that's one of the things that I like about it the most. The second thing I like a lot about it is the meat. It's a white meat, and people really like the halibut meat. It is a little bit of work, but it's a fun time in most cases. And the scenery is pretty good out there on a clear day. You can see, in most cases, wherever you're at, you can see two or three different active volcanoes along the chain up there that ring of fire starts up there in Alaska of the volcanoes. And then when we head to the other side of the peninsula out of Seward, we're out in the Gulf of Alaska, and I believe Seward's one of the prettier places in Alaska that I've ever seen. And this is a little bit different bottom from the Cook Inlet. The Cook Inlet's sandy bottom, and you get over into the Gulf of Alaska, and it's got a lot of rocky structure in it, and therefore we have a lot of options in catching or the opportunity to catch rockfish, such as ling cod and black bass. And the yellow eye, and our captains will kind of drift over these spots, and you drop it down and jig. And now ling cod fishing, these things are very aggressive. In fact, there's been more than a couple of times that I've been on a boat fishing over there and been bringing up a black bass, and all of a sudden the line gets a big thump in it, and it's a lot heavier when you're bringing up a ling cod that attacked the black bass. And so that's a lot of fun. Ling cod meat is my favorite meat. I don't know, have you tried that much, Don?
Oh, yeah, it's right up there with the halibut.
Okay, so I like the ling cod. Now, they've got to be at least 3 feet long to keep them up there, and so, but we get them pretty long. If you don't get them that long, there's not a lot of meat on them, but very good meat. You've also got the opportunity to catch halibut over there. Now, the last couple years, we've been getting some of our biggest halibut out of Seward area. And that's a good place to get halibut, the ling cod, and then your black bass is a white meat. You can take four of those, and you can get some yellow eye. Now, the yellow eye is a red snapper, but up in our area, it's more orange. Isn't it down in Louisiana kind of more red?
Yeah, and it doesn't have the bulging eyes like yours does.
Well, I think the eyes bulge out from the depth they go. I don't know.
But, yeah, maybe you make it worse.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, their eyes are yellow, and we actually call them yellow eye. And so they're pretty good, too, to eat. But basically, when you get on the trip, you're fishing in a great, a beautiful area, great scenery. You got the opportunity to catch at least five different species. There's some other fish that we catch. Silver salmon, sometimes there's pink salmon up there. And in June, we're catching a lot more kings as the kings come in and stuff. So it's quite a fishery out there. And the overall trip is a great experience. So, the salt water is another aspect of our fishing, along with the river trips and the fly out trips that we use on the float planes.
Yeah, and, the thing about it is you get to fish not just for so many eight different species or more. You get to use different technology and different methods of fishing, everything from basically a fly rod you know, when you're doing some of the fishing, to the heavy offshore tackle. So it's all aspects of fishing. Float fishing, you're catching small rainbows and dolly vardens and catch and release in those. And then you're hauling in the big meat fish like the halibut and the lingcods too. So it's a real variety. If you would, tell us each and everything that's included in the Cajun Invasion package.
Okay, so we're going to we talked about 7 nights lodging at the Gone Fishing Lodge. We're going to do 5 fishing trips, 5 different trips. And if a guy likes to fish, like you mentioned, there's a lot of fishing right behind the lodge on their off hours. So basically, you can come up and fish most of the time you're there. We're going to do the round-trip airfare, generally out of New Orleans. But I have booked for people in other places that have friends in New Orleans, or they're coming out of Texas, or even I've had them come out of Virginia and stuff. We're going to provide a rental car. This is one of the few places in Alaska that you have a road system. There's one highway, only 5 highways in the entire state, but one highway comes down past us, and so we're going to be using that rental vehicle, and that's how we're going to access these different areas to fish, the rivers at different points on our river. There's rivers below us. We're going to be able to get to the southeast side over in Seward and to go fishing there. We're going to go down to the point almost all the way to Homer, not Homa, but Homer, at the end of the road. That's where the road ends up there with the rental car. Then we're going to vacuum pack and freeze all their fish for them right at our place. So we'll process their fish, and we put it in the boxes for them and get it ready for transportation back on the airlines. We also do breakfast and provide a fisherman's lunch. Now, we do not do a dinner there, but usually what happens is these Cajuns, they like their food, and so they like to come up, and some of them are very gracious and kind, and they'll actually cook up some of that jambalaya and some of their other treats, and we enjoy that. And so we kind of leave dinner up to the Cajuns. Now, there's restaurants in town, or we've got cooking facilities at our place, but usually we get a meal or two up there when the Cajuns come in. We're also going to provide all the fishing gear, whether it's guided and, well, when it's guided and for your after-hours fishing. So you got tackle, gear, waders, bait. We fillet all the fish. So everything's included just except for the dinner. They do need to get their fishing licenses all, and I believe that's like $55.
Yeah, I had someone that texted about wanting to know about their license, where they get that and how to get it and if it was included.
Oh, that's easy. They sell them anywhere in town, anywhere up in Anchorage. And I, when somebody books with me, I send a personal equipment list. It has the Alaska Department of Fish and Game website on it. You just go there. You can actually get them online. Pretty easy.
I got another text in. Someone wanted to know about rooms for couples. How are the rooms set up as far as number of
people? Well, the room, that's a good question. We've got rooms for couples. We've got rooms that'll fit 4 people, and we have a couple of rooms that'll fit bigger groups, 4 to 6. Each room does have its own full private bathroom with tub, shower, toilet, and sink, and we provide a daily maid service each day, try to keep it clean and looking good for you while you're out fishing. So we can handle couples. Now, we don't have as many couple rooms as we do the 4-person rooms, because when we built this thing back in the 90s, we thought it was a man's world and we were getting mostly men. But as the times have evolved, we're getting quite a few women, and we've had expansion plans. We've just never pulled the trigger on it. But we can handle the couples. That's not a problem. In fact, the women do a great job up there. They're awesome.
All right, give us the package price, all the stuff you've talked about. One price, one package.
Okay, and the dates. We didn't talk about the dates. And so the dates are, we usually go Saturday to Saturday. So you'll check in one Saturday, check out the following Saturday. The first week is July 25th to August 1st. The time we've got the Cajun Invasion trip set up is through the peak time of the season, when you pretty much got a chance to try to do it all. We thought that would be good for you. The second week, we're already sold out August 1st to the 8th, and we have a number of people from the Cajun Invasion signed up in that week. And so what we did is we extended it to the second week is going to be August 8th to the 15th. We still have room in either that week or the week, the 25th of July to August 1st. not a tremendous amount of room in either week, but I think we can handle, you know, if they call us, we can handle it, I think. So we're actually right now, like I said, I'm traveling quite a bit doing sports shows around the country. We will be coming down to Gonzales in the middle of March, I think is when that show is. But we're on the road pretty much every week promoting the lodge. So if you want to go, we can get you the information. You can go to our website at gonefishinglodge.com. It has my email, my phone number. I'm actually a Utah-based where I live. My phone number is on the website, 801-913-0044. You can get that. And the website actually has all the information, Don, for it.
Right, and then go to my website and just look on the Cajun Invasion banner, click it on, and the whole package comes up for you. You can't make it any easier than that. Well, Ralph, thanks for taking the time to explain it in detail. I know this is so popular down here, and there's been just, I don't know how many people that it's been on their bucket list, and they say, I'm going to go. And eventually most of them do, but if they've been putting it off, you never put something off that you can do. And hopefully we'll get, you know, both of the other weeks filled up, and we'll get a good crew up there and have fun like we do each and every year. Get out of this hot, muggy, 90-degree weather with 100% humidity and get there where it's nice and cool.
Sounds good to me. We're ready for them. And I will tell you, we have made over the years, and I think it's been 15-plus years. Whenever Katrina was, we were there before Katrina hit. And we've made a lot of really, really good friends with the people who've come up. A number of them we stay in touch with. And it's just been an awesome experience for us. I can tell you, everybody at our lodge, all summer long, I mean, we love all of our guests, you know, but when the Cajuns are coming, everybody wants to be there. So it's a good time.
And we've actually converted a few of you to become LSU fans. I know you watched us very closely win our national championship.
Yeah, we all had our LSU gear on. My family, my grandkids had their hats and shirts on, and then congratulations to their team and your community and your state. Great season for those guys, but we were rooting for them, and we've actually been down to a couple of games in Baton Rouge, courtesy of a couple of Cajun Invaders that we had. So that's been a great experience for us.
Very good. Well, Ralph, I'll get you back on maybe in a month or two, and we'll kind of go through the update and find out about availability and any change or anything that comes up. But thanks for being with us, and thanks for making this available to the listeners. It's a very good event. It's a great trip, and it's probably my favorite, the highlight of the year, each and every year.
Well, awesome, Don. Thank you, and you have a great day. Appreciate it.
You too. Tell the family hello.
All righty.
There he goes, Ralph Crystal, Gone Fishing Lodge, Cajun Invasion. If you haven't been, if you've been, you might want to go again. We got several repeat offenders that come, and they have a good time every year. All right, coming back after this, we'll talk about an event that takes place a little closer, Mississippi Coast Coliseum in Biloxi, February 7th through 9th. We're going to be joined by Dan Miller to tell us all about the new boat show coming to the Gulf Coast. We're back right after this. And don't forget, if you got a question and you don't have time to call us, but you want to text it in to the station, you do that at 870-870. Comes in here real time, and I'll pass it along to our guest, or I'll answer it depending on the question. If you are a gun enthusiast, a firearm enthusiast, next hour is for you, the 8 to 9 o'clock hour. We call it Talking Guns. Devin Burgess from the Jefferson Gun Outlet and the Jefferson Indoor Range and Shooters Club will join us. A lot of things to talk about. Probably the most exciting thing that's happened recently, there is a video that Devin put out on Facebook that has gone viral. I think it's over 5 million views, and it's of a Gatling gun that was manufactured by Tippmann Armory, a 9mm, and he actually demonstrated it on air. And we're going to get all the lowdown because there's been so much interest in it, what the regulations are and the legalities of operating your own personal Gatling gun. And then we're also going to talk about the Virginia issue where, you know, they were threatening Second Amendment rights there and people turned out in droves to protest against it. And it went very, very smoothly and well-organized, and it says a lot about gun owners being law-abiding citizens. Also about gun buyback programs. The one in New Orleans was a total dismal failure. The one in Pittsburgh, not so much either. We'll talk about that. Also, the new Glock 44s, a compact pistol chambered, a 22 long rifle, and also the gun product of the month. It's all called Talking Guns. Devin Burgess and I host that program. But right now, if you are a boat prospect, If you're looking to upgrade your boat, maybe buy a new boat for the year, it's boat show season and coming to the Mississippi Coast Coliseum in Biloxi February 7th through 9th is the Biloxi Boat Show. And joining us is the promoter Dan Miller to tell us all about Biloxi's Boat Show. Hey, Dan, how's it going this morning?
Hey, Don, good morning. How are you?
I am doing excellent. I'm enjoying this weather we're having today after what we had this week. Whew, bad stuff
well,
this week.
I'll tell you, I wish both of us were out in the boat instead of on the phone.
I agree with you there. Well, let's talk about this boat show. Friday, February 7th, it opens up and it runs for the weekend through Sunday. Tell us what someone will see. If you would kind of take us through a visual tour when we walk through the doors there at the Coliseum.
Well, you know, Don, we've been doing the Biloxi Boat Show since 1957, actually. So it's one of the oldest shows in the South, actually. And when you get to the show, you know, there's so much there. It's kind of family fun and entertainment, as well as seeing lots of boats. We have a kids program. You know, it's a family affair, and the kids 101, kids can learn how to fish. Kids of all ages can go through an educational and fun station that it has interactive games and teaches you about water safety, casting, knot tying, that sort of thing. Then we've got over 100 booths of different things you can see for your boat, towers, canvas products, audio, boat insurance, those kind of things. So it's really a great affair if you're looking for your first boat or your last boat or your next boat. It's a great place to be.
You know, Dan, the thing I've always enjoyed about boat shows is, you know, it's kind of like, and they don't have them so much anymore, the car shows, where, you know, you go in one place and you can compare everything in one day. You're not driving, you know, 50 miles between dealers to see competitive boat models. It's all right there. You can make a decision easy.
You really can. And, you know, we've got dealers here from Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, North Carolina. You just can't. There's no way in the world you can get in your car and go see the kind of boats in one weekend that you can see at the Mississippi Boat Show. There's just no way to do it. I mean, it's they're all there, and manufacturer representatives are there to make the best deal of the season right there at the boat show. So you know, and I've always said that. We don't sell, for my part, all the dealers sell boats, but we sell dreams. And, boy, the boat show is the place to dream.
No doubt about it. I got a text just came in, and I can expect this. People want to know, are there going to be kayaks there? That probably is the fastest-growing segment of the boat industry. Will you have kayak dealers there, and what brands will they have?
Yes, we will. Let me see what I'm trying to see on my list here. We've got two dealers, and I think they have Hobie. Let's see. Everything Kayak will be there, and he'll have Native, Hobies.
Native Watercraft.
I'm trying to think. Everything Kayak is a local dealer right there in Mississippi, and he really brings a lot of his things. And I know it's Hobie and Native, and there may be one other brand that I'm not familiar with, but he keeps up with everything he's got at his place there in Mississippi. You can actually try it out at his shop in Mississippi. Mike does a great job.
Yeah. All right, very good. You know, what about, you know, one of the latest trends in boating is rigging up with the high-tech electronics. They've got them now where you actually literally see the fish and can kind of identify them. I've seen some of those. And you got these excellent remote controls for your trolling motor where you can actually use a GPS and it holds you right on the spot where the fish are.
What
do you have there with the electronics?
There are a couple of electronics, folks, that'll be there. Right off the top of my head, I can't tell you exactly who the dealers are, but I know we've got two electronics folks, and the new equipment they've got is really astounding. It really is. They've made so many strides over the last couple of years. You know, back in the day when we you had what we used to call the old fish finder, You know, you look down and you might hit, might see some chaff at the bottom, but that's about all you can see.
Well, it's gorgeous stuff now. In weather systems, yeah, you plug in some of these chips that you put in there, and it shows you the path. You don't even have to ever be there or know where you're going, never been there before, and you follow that path, you're going to be right. And that's just some incredible stuff there. And, you know, the good thing
really
about
does.
These shows, whether you're looking at a boat, whether you're looking at power for the boat, or you're looking at some of these accessories we're talking about, a lot of times what the dealers do is they bring in their reps from the manufacturers, and you can get some inside baseball that you're not going to be able to find out anywhere else. And a lot of times they'll address if you've got some questions or problems with a product that you've had, they can kind of take care of you there too. So that's another reason to go to these shows.
Oh, it really is. The manufacturer's reps are there, and I tell you, they want to get the season kicked off and make you a deal right there at the show. And, the reps are there at the show. They can make you a deal that a dealer can't make any other time of the year. So it really is. A boat show is the best time of year to buy a boat. It really is. And, you know, one other thing at the show that I've got to mention, one of the most fun things that we have at the show is the Fetch and Fish Dog Show. And I know you might have seen that before, but it's a family show that teaches the basics of dog training. And it has they have a 41-foot-long tank full of water and four Labrador retrievers, and they dive in the tank. And it's really quite a show, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. They launch, is what I call it. They launch off the end of that runway.
They really launched. I've got a golden retriever that I'm going to try to put on top of the tank this year. But anyway, it's a lot of fun. And it's just like the show. Everything about the show is fun and educational. It's exciting. It's just a great day to spend, a great place to spend the day with your family at the Coliseum for the boat show.
And the best time, February. I had a fisherman tell me one time, he says, you know, the best thing about February, it's the shortest month of the year because of the weather.
The shortest month. Yeah, it really is. And it's all indoors, and, you know, we just have a good time. And you get to see so many boats. And like I say, if you're dreaming about a boat, that's just the place to be.
Well, Dan, we're going to take a break. I need to take a break right now. But when we come back, we'll get you to finish your story and also tell us about the show hours and the pricing. I love it when you can pay less to park than the price of admission, because some places you can't. Dan Miller is with us. We're talking about the Biloxi Boat Show coming to the Mississippi Coast Coliseum. We're back. If you got a question, we got time for you to call us at 504-260-6368, or you can text it to me, 870-870. We're back right after this. And don't forget our text board, 870-870. Dan is going to tell us about the show dates, times, and costs. But before that, he had a story he was going to talk about going to boat shows, Dan.
Well, you know, boat shows are just so much fun for the whole family. I'm not sure what anybody has planned for the weekend, but the boat show is a great place to spend the weekend all day long. And let me mention, too, that Captain Ronnie Daniels, a fisherman guide service over there, has put together a great experience for these kids that go through this Kids 101. And the first 100 kids get a free fishing rod and tackle box. Just a great place for beginner kids, anglers, to get involved and get out and fish and enjoy the outdoors. So don't forget about Kids 101 and the free rods and reels. Now, that's on Saturday and Sunday, so Friday the show opens at 12 o'clock to 8, and Saturday it's 10 to 8, and Sunday it's 10 to 5, and that's February the 7th, Friday, through the 9th, Sunday.
Let me recap this kids deal now. First of all, they get in free, and then they get a free rod and reel to the first 100 that come in with Captain Ronnie Daniels.
That's exactly right. And not only get a free rod and reel, but they learn so much. They go through these stations and have different people, guides, that'll show them how to tie knots. And it's just learn about safety and those kind of things. It's a great event for kids. And kids get in free. Anybody under 15 gets in free. Adults are $10. And, it's just a great it's the best deal. It's the best deal on the
now,
coast.
I see you've got a military discount. I'm glad to see you doing that. So many people are putting in special deals for the military, and they certainly do deserve it. Is this only active military, or is it veterans? And what proof do they need to show at the door to get the discount?
Well, it's just a military ID. You don't have to be in uniform. Just show your military ID. That's all it takes.
All right. Very good. All right. Parking. That can be a problem at some events, but yours don't think it is.
No, I think the Coliseum has 2,500 parking places, and so there's plenty of parking right close to the event. Parking is $5, which we don't have anything to do with that, but that's what the Coliseum charges for most events. And the kids, like I say, adults are $10. Kids get in free under 15. So be sure and bring all your kids.
Yeah, bring your neighbors, bring your mother-in-law. Well, maybe not your mother-in-law. I don't know. If you would, is there anything we missed? What else? Anything else you want to talk about that's going to be there? Maybe about the financing, because, you know, that's, you know, a consideration too, and it just makes it so much easier when you go right from the deal and walk next door, and here's a guy that's going to work up the deal for you.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, most of the dealers have several people they work with, and we'll have some others at the show. Actually, Hancock Bank is one of our sponsors, and they'll have folks there. And it's just so easy now for financing a boat, and you can get really good terms for quite a while on boats. And the dealers generally have two or three different folks that can offer you different terms of financing. So it's really easy to buy a boat at the show.
Dan, you know, every show.
Pick out all your extras and towers and canvas, whatever you need at the show, just to outfit the whole thing right there.
There's always what I call the wow boat. You know, something that people go in, they just go, what is it going to be this year? Sometimes it's the biggest, sometimes it's the most powered, sometimes it's the slickest looking. What in your opinion, is going to be the one that everybody's going to remember when they leave?
Well, when you see some of these boats that have four engines on the back with, you know, 350 horsepower, four engines, that's going to be a wow boat. There's going to be several of those just this year. We've had to turn away a couple of people at the show. We're just out of room at the Coliseum there's so many boats. We've got it full, and we had to turn away a couple of folks. But we're going to have some wild boats this year, and I'd rather not say the brand, because I don't want to push anybody over the other one. But there are a couple of boats that will be there that will have big engines on them. You know, I'm not sure whether the fellow's going to bring one with a 7 on the back. I guess you're familiar with that 7 engine.
yeah. Well, you know what you could do, Dan? Yeah, it's a ton of horsepower, I can tell you that. Maybe what you can do is do a best of show. You know, as people walk in, let them vote, you know, some kind of way, and go to a table and drop in what was the best of show. And then you can make that an award every year, you know, for the best boat.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You know, the dealers are getting so proud of their boats. You know, it's just kind of like a pickup truck. They're adding these so many extras on the back of pickup trucks on the gates and the sides and whatnot. The boat dealers are doing the same thing. The manufacturers are making these things so good. I mean, just like the electronics, it'll keep you in one spot and catch your fish for you. And boating has become really easy. It's easy to get into. They're easy to use. And always fun.
Dan, one last thing. If somebody wants more information, what is the website, and can they purchase advance tickets through it?
Yes, you can. The website is gulfcoastshows.com. And just put in click on the Biloxi Boat Show, and you can get all the information there. You can buy advance tickets. From time to time on different places, we're giving away family four packs. And so it's easy to find our website, gulfcoastshows.com. Click on the Biloxi Boat Show. Or listen to Don.
There you go.
Listen to Don, and you got it all right there.
That's right. And I'm going to suggest they go buy a new boat because they're going to need it. And we give them all that information where to fish on and go out and get them.
Go out and get them. That's right.
Dan, thanks for taking the time to talk with us, and congratulations on pulling off another event, one of the longest-running boat shows, the Mississippi Coast Coliseum's the place. February 7th, that's Friday, 8th, Saturday, and 9th is Sunday, 12 to noon, 10 to 8 on Saturday, and then 10 to 5 on Sunday. $10, you get $2 off of that, and bring all the kids you can because they get in free, and they also get a free rod and reel if they're one of the first 100 in. Dan, I think we got it all. Thanks so much for being with us, and good luck on the show. I know it's going to be a big success.
We're glad to be part of your show, Don. Thank you so much.
All righty. Have a good weekend.
Okay.
There he goes, Dan Miller, Biloxi Boat Show. All right, coming up after the CBS Sports Update, we're going to bring Devin Burgess in. He never sleeps, man. He works all the time. He works hard. Does radio. He's doing Facebook videos with Gatling guns. He's got a lot of information to depart to you. We'll also open up the phone lines for you, 504-260-6368. And our text board is open for you. Shoot us a text at 870-870 if you've got a question or a comment. Anything to do with firearms, the wonderful world of guns. That would be a good name for the show. I don't know. I like talking guns, too, because that's what we do. And we'll be back to do it right after the CBS Sports Update. You're listening to More Outdoors on 105.3 FM HD2. You can hear us at radio.com. We're back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.